From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the first step toward a hoped-for peace agreement in South Sudan. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar was sworn in as first vice president Tuesday, hours after he returned to the capital of Juba for the first time since conflict erupted more than 2 years ago. Machar took up the post under the terms of a peace agreement reached 8 months ago, implementation of which has been repeatedly delayed by disputes between Machar and the government of President Salva Kiir. Machar was greeted by government officials, members of his opposition party, diplomats, and officials from the United Nations peacekeeping mission in South Sudan, with the airport reportedly under heavy guard. His return is a crucial part of the peace agreement. It was Kiir's sacking of Machar as his deputy that ignited the two-year war in December of 2013, which has killed thousands and displaced millions in the world's newest country. On the day he's expected to win all five states holding Republican presidential primaries, Donald Trump reached 50% support nationally from Republican or Republican-leaning voters. That according to a new survey out by NBC News. It is the first time Trump has reached that mark since the NBC News surveys began its weekly election tracking poll in December. Trump's challengers, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, lost ground in the survey, finishing double digits behind him. Trump's overall support in the poll has remained consistent, hovering at well over 40% since the middle of March. In the Democratic race, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton led polls in four of the five states voting on Tuesday over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. This is VOA News. Ukraine on Tuesday marked the 30th anniversary of the explosion at the Chernobyl nuclear plant, the world's worst nuclear accident. Some survivors said the chaos of that time is etched in their minds forever. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko led a ceremony in Chernobyl where work is underway to complete a 2 billion euro long-term shelter over the building containing Chernobyl's exploded reactor. Once the structure is in place, work will begin to remove the reactor and its lava-like radioactive waste. The disaster shone a spotlight on lax safety standards and government secrecy in the former Soviet Union. The explosion on April 26, 1986, was not reported by Soviet authorities for 2 days, and then only after winds had carried the fallout across Europe and Swedish experts had gone public with their concerns. Some 600,000 people, often referred to as Chernobyl's liquidators, were sent in to fight the fire at the nuclear plant and clean up the worst of its contamination. Some residents, says VOA's Henry Ridgewell, decided to never leave the city. He is there.
A few dozen ignored the evacuation warnings and stayed behind in their houses, and about 200 more, most of them elderly, have moved back into the exclusion zone. They are quietly tolerated by the authorities, but they feel an attachment still to their homeland, which was quite a productive part of Ukraine, of the Soviet Union in those days. They wanted to go back to their villages and their farms.
30 workers died either from the explosion or from acute radiation sickness within several months. The accident exposed millions in the region to dangerous levels of radiation and forced a wide-scale permanent evacuation of hundreds of towns and villages in Ukraine and Belarus. U.S. forces in Afghanistan Tuesday warned of fresh militant attacks in several provinces, including Kabul. A public announcement issued in the capital named 8 would-be attackers and released an Afghan cell phone number, encouraging anyone with information on the individuals to call. The Eastern Coast province borders Pakistan and has traditionally been a stronghold of the Haqqani network. Insurgents from Haqqani and Taliban networks are known to be planning attacks on the Afghan people in the Parwan, Khost, Kabul, and Logar provinces, the statement said, without giving more details. The Taliban launched its annual spring offensive in Afghanistan on April 12th and vowed to carry out suicide bombings and other attacks against Afghan security forces. A protest broke out in the Moria Migrant Detention Center on the Greek island of Lesbos Tuesday during a visit by the Greek Migration Affairs Minister and a Dutch official. I'm Ira Melman reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.